Well, as they say, footy final is a different type of footy. And the young fellow who produces our program, it's Rob Crosby. You've got some very interesting predictions for finals week number one.
Absolutely. So half the teams have gone now. The real competition starts this Friday.
Half of the teams are preparing for 2018.
Absolutely. They've had their Mad Mondays. They're having some time off now, but for the eight remaining teams, they've all got their eyes on that one thing on the first Sunday in October.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but half of the teams will actually get a second bite at this if they lose, or some of the teams do.
Yeah, so the way that the finals system in the NRL is set up is that it's eight teams split into the top four and the bottom four. So the top four teams, they get a second chance, but for the bottom four teams, it's do or die.
It's basically one chance only.
Yeah.
Okay, Roosters and the Broncos.
Yes, so speaking of that second chance game, so we've got the Roosters finished second against Brisbane in third. Now, but Roosters, they were expected to absolutely annihilate the Titans last week, and that did not happen. Mm. They were quite disappointing. They managed to get the win, but... And I think they probably will be a bit too strong for Brisbane, because Brisbane have a couple of injuries in this one. Now, these two teams, they've had a lot of finals matches in the past. They played a grand final in 2000. Brisbane got up on them that game. And then, funnily enough, because the Roosters, they missed out on the finals last year, but their last game in the finals was actually against Brisbane. So I'm going to go for the Roosters in this one.
Now, interestingly enough, the next game, Storm and Eels, Parramatta haven't made final since, 2009 in the grand final?
2009 in the grand final against Melbourne. They're back in the finals playing Melbourne once again. So in this one, Parramatta, they've done really well to get into the top four. That is, at the start of the year, if you were to say Parramatta top four finish, you'd be laughed out of the room. But they've done fantastic job to get there. Melbourne, though, are just so strong at the moment that... Parramatta, they may be able to cause an upset, but I think it's more likely that Melbourne will move within one game of the grand final.
Okay, so you're thinking Melbourne will advance and move forward there. And a rematch of last week's game, it's Manly and Penrith.
Yes, well, Penrith will be very pleased that they made the finals after the way they performed against Manly last week. There was a possibility that midway through the second half that they were on track to... They were performing so poorly that they could have missed out, but they managed to regain a bit of form late in the match. Manly, they were able to retain the same squad that they named that beat Penrith last week, played at the Sydney Football Stadium. It's a bit of a tight one. It's a flip of the coin, I think, but I think Penrith might just be a little bit too strong.
Okay. In the last game, we've got the Sharks and the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, Sharks, reigning premiers, looking to hold on to the title.
They were a bit iffy this season, weren't they?
Well, they've been up and down. So, and then last week against Newcastle, after the first 20 minutes, it looked on track that Cronulla, they're going to make a statement heading into the finals, but the Knights gave them a real challenge, which I think will actually benefit the Sharks coming into this game, because they'll know that, all right, we need to step up if we're going to win. For the Cowboys, they're trying really hard, but they just don't have the players at the moment to be able to compete with the Sharks. So while I think they'll probably compete for probably the first 30 minutes or so, it's just going to be a bit too tough.
So your thoughts for the games? We've got Roosters, Storm, Penrith and
Cronulla.
Sharks. Okay, thanks, mate. We'll whittle it down by a couple of teams by next week, and we'll make our way towards the grand final NRL action at 2NURFM, 16 to midday.